This is the Redistricting Advisory Committee, meeting of Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. And let's begin with a roll call.
Maribel Alvarez?
Present.
Patrick Robles?
Present.
Jennifer Darlin?
Present.
Ed Hendel?
Present.
John Aitken? Bobby Jaramillo?
Present.
And Mark Crum?
Present.
Honorable Chair, with 6 of 7 members present, a quorum of the Redistricting Advisory Committee is established.
And may I add that we have Mr. Hendel via Teams appearing virtually.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, just trying to behave myself this time. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Okay. Item 2, continued discussion and recommendation of redistricting options for mayor and council consideration. And Suzanne worked on putting together that draft recommendation. Suzanne, would you like to say a few words?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We worked as a team this morning, staff, on putting down some of the information that we discussed last night, as well as just a kind of introduction on the general proceedings of the committee, what you had to consider, and the fact that you held 3 public hearings. Then followed by the options considered by the committee, there's a description of what happened at each meeting, followed by section 3, which is the final recommendation to mayor and council, and just has some of the information that you discussed last night, considering the vote on the three items that wanted to point out to mayor and council, as well as presenting 3 proposals for their consideration. And lastly, just some of the standard reasons for your final recommendation. Please, this is meant to be your recommendation, not ours. So we're here to edit and put it in final form for you.
And so we're talking about any changes that you may have in terms of additions, subtractions, rewording, questions for each other to make sure we absolutely understand, particularly me, on what's happening. So with that, I'll open it up for
Chair
Crumwood. Yes, sir.
I very much appreciate the conversations yesterday around the redistricting task force, and I love that it's in point 1. However, I'd like to gauge my colleagues as to whether we believe we should be a bit more specific as to what the role of the task force should be, because we leave it up for interpretation. Should we define the task force as the buffer committee that's in place prior to the officially appointed members? Because I think no matter who the mayor and council will be at that time, or, well, I guess the current mayor and council, I think this is very ambiguous. How are my colleagues feeling?
I wonder if we could, I like that, just adding a line that maybe says that this task force or body should be constituted essentially as a study, as a study mechanism for study sessions with wide participation, something to that effect, maybe. By the way, I think you did a fantastic job in drafting this. The language is so economical and so clear. Congratulations.
to that point, I wonder if it would be advisable to recommend that the study, to your point about a study capacity, recommending that they consider hosting study conversations in specific areas or specific in each of the wards, especially thinking about the wards or precincts that were most or have been historically most impacted by previous commissions and potentially would be most impacted by future decisions of future commissions.
Chrome?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, colleagues. I think the discussion that's being carried on is that on point. To truly believe that the inclusiveness of the community should be there. The transparency should be there as well. And the why, has to be done in the future. And so the committees should be thoroughly who's going to be partaking in the committees, but make sure that it's inclusive to include the communities and the wards that are going to be affected by the recommendation the committee will be making to mayor and council. And I would also say that the proposal was on target. Thank you so much.
And I like the work that the city clerk's office did as well. Thank you very much. I think it's short and to the point. And I think that's what the mayor and council is used to as well. So that's good, because this thing could go on forever and ever. And I appreciate that part of it. The only thing that I have, and this, and if you go to the maps, you can tell what's going on pretty easily. Is this adequate? Or I was thinking perhaps just one paragraph, which basically summarizes each proposal in terms of the MPD for each one and where the changes are taking place. But of course, that's all done on the map already. So is it necessary to repeat that? And I'm not going to be offended to hear anybody say no.
Chairman Chrome?
Yes, sir.
My feeling is the letter, the attachment that goes with the maps pretty much explains explains what the changes are being recommended to be made, and it's pretty much in black and white, I feel, and my colleagues feel. But I mean, I don't think it would be worthy to state it over again when it's already stipulated in the letter and on the map as well. So that's fine.
All right, fine. Never mind. I appreciate your honesty. Yes, you're welcome. Okay, any other changes or additions, subtractions?
Would you like us to add the language regarding the role of the task force?
Yes.
So you can see it.
Whoever is your best editor.
Shauna.
No. Chair Crum, members of the committee, on the first numbered item referencing the task force, at the end of this paragraph, is that where you wanted to insert new wording? and what would you like it to say?
I think we would answer the sentence after the sentence that ends with task force. And the purpose of this task force is to act as a study group.
That can help buffer?
Yes, that can help. That can help facilitate.
Inclusiveness, transparency, and common definitions, clarified values, things like something
yes.
like that.
Yes, I like the direction you're going, Dr. Alvarez.
Clarify that.
Yes, sir.
Should we stipulate maybe the concerns that the community that would be affected be included there? How we would say it, but.
So how about ending the sentence after clarify values and start a new sentence with to facilitate broad participation by holding meetings each ward?
Sure. I like that a lot, Madam Clerk.
With meaningful participation in precincts, what I hope is we avoid ward office meetings because that isn't necessarily beneficial, but maybe going, you know, to with meaningful approach to participation in precincts of specific or historical significance relative to previous redistricting efforts. Oh, I wish that I could.
But just one point on holding meetings at wards. There may be other meetings as well, which are held besides at the ward office, that may be convenient. More convenient.
Sure. I guess what I see, and this is just for the purpose of discussion and not necessarily for informing the sentence, is my concern is, you know, we've had a lot of discussion around Ward 30 or Precinct 37, and one of the things that I get concerned about, right, is that we start to make it distant from the community, and then we run the risk of how do we alert folks, how do we make sure that people are heard, and, you know, by paying attention to where the, you know, places where we're one way or another, there's going to eventually down the road be a conversation that's going to impact that precinct either in 2 years. We should make an attempt to be in that neighborhood where neighbors can connect more or in that very close vicinity.
Right. And indeed, that's what was just mentioned is neighborhood centers, community centers, even churches. I know we meet it.
They could also, if I may, utilize the schools, public schools.
Absolutely. So.
Libraries.
Yes. Thank you.
I support all of that. I believe that there is possibly a chance for us to add a sentence on Section 4, reasons for the committee's final recommendations. I think, by the way, that first paragraph there is perfect because it captures in a few sentences a lot of heavy things and says it in the most respectful way. But maybe after the last sentence, however, a major disruption may be necessary as the population changes in the future. Maybe just for on the positive side, something that says that the committee, this commission feels that the city of Tucson has the opportunity for some very innovative reimagining of how we approach redistricting, you know, in the future, something to that effect, that there is an opportunity. And without that, we would be, well, we don't have to say that we would be in any bad place or anything. Just say we believe there's an opportunity to really reimagine this process moving forward, something like that. A unique opportunity, timely opportunity, something like that.
So Shauna has, the committee feels Tucson has the opportunity for some very innovative imagining of how redistricting is approached in the future.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes. Thank you. I like that.
Mr. Crum.
Yes, sir.
I know there was a discussion of possibly maybe to include an additional ward. Should this be, I mean, a ward? Should this be included in that as well or no? I know that was, we had some conversation on it. Maybe there could be something there that we could elaborate, say, you know, with a possibility of then the future that there could be possible other ward place in there.
Absolutely. And thank you, Mr. Jaramillo. I believe a sentence that I have in mind related to that would be, this committee recognizes that the population of the city of Tucson is going to continue to grow, and the establishment of 1 to 2 additional wards may be in the best interest.
In the best interest.
So would that be under Roman numeral 3 and adding 4? Should that be, that would be my recommendation, is to have that as a separate. Yes,
because
exactly.
That's simply a recommendation, a thought, since we know that a city charter mm-hmm. will have to be amended. It's just a point of, it's just to note the point.
Right.
Well, and to that point, I think that it could also be like a future for assuming that mayor and council do put together a task force or study committee focus, agendizing some topics of consideration for the community conversation would be the possible creation of a second or a seventh. Or, yeah. The other thing I want to kind of maybe not to tag on to this one because I think this is separate and wholly of its own is, you know, when we look at the approaches to splits, you know, and looking at what the splits end up doing, to the point that I think that we've talked to Dr. Alvarez, you articulated quite well last evening with respect to these ideas of what constitutes community and what this process it may or may not do. I think that it would be wise to recommend that we really think thoughtfully about how many splits are we going to allow within a certain ward. Because I feel like it just fractures and it creates potentially future areas where we can't move the conversation forward because we've fractured already a particular precinct to satisfy folks who, you see what I'm saying? I just feel like what that does is it further convolutes the process and what we're trying to do. When we're trying to keep piecemealing around the edges of a ward to satisfy folks, we make basically an island within our city and within our wards. But I am not wedded to that necessarily, but I just wonder if that's something that potentially could be seen as a remedy to future commissions and the consternation that it seems to. But maybe that's the solution to the consternation. I have no idea.
No, I have the same concern about splits. And I can only see that in the future, they will continue and they will continue to increase. On the other hand, I can see why part of it is important because we also have to pay attention to people's feelings. But it can really get out of hand. And go ahead, you were going.
Yes, I absolutely agree. I think that when I wonder if it becomes sort of a methodology that when you start to see so many splits arise within a ward, that's what would be the metric by which we say, is that the tipping point for the creation of yet another ward? You know, what's the tipping point? You know, I am not educated enough to make a recommendation in that vein, but it just, from the minute that we started, Chair Crum, you were very thoughtful in letting us know that 82 was going to be a place of consternation. And that was one of the splits that was eliminated, I think, in the first map that we saw that we knew was going to be a thing. Even though that map got us to the same deviation, I believe, as the two of the three recommendations we're putting before the mayor and council. But I guess what I'm saying that if the overall gain or the overall goal of what we're trying to propose that the mayor consider in having a committee or a task force is to alleviate a lot of the consternation or the frustration around what it does to community to go through this process, my concern is allowing the prevalence of splits does nothing to that end. It just further exacerbates the problem and allows for a get out of the hard decisions that really move the community in the direction it needs to go to have the adequate representation on this dais that reflects the needs of a growing and more diverse populace.
Chairman Crum, I believe this point is really, really critical, but I wonder if we are getting too much into the weeds of what I think the task force will eventually then tackle. Another one that I would like to add along the same lines is I believe geography is really important. If you live on the west side, or you live in the on the north side, the south side. But, you know, San Diego is west and it's also south, you know, in California. And San Francisco is west and north. So there's some points where these things come together. So in Tucson, we see it, right? Like Valencia Road is west, but it's also south. But it's not as south as Old Vale, right? So I believe that the same granular, you know, weedy stuff will have to be in the commission, in that task force, because how do you respect the fact that people feel pride in the West Side? Mm-hmm. But at what point does the West Side becomes also equated with the war boundary, where in fact, if you did do a map of the West Side, you could potentially take a whole bunch of this, of three that is West. And you would then stop taking some parts of five because that's more like south. So because it gets so specific, just to the same points you were making on splits, I think we probably shouldn't include it because it's too much.
That would be fine. However, that's not to stop us from, as individuals, including any or all those public meetings, to discuss some of the heartburn that we had to go through that future committees shouldn't have to. But yeah, I think, and I agree with you as getting too far down into the weeds, although it is important for future consideration because I can, you know, that's a split can occur anywhere. But it's just, you're right. I think we can mention it, and it should be dealt with, but it doesn't necessarily have to be in this recommendation. Okay.
No, but thank you for letting me share that, because that's been running around my brain for a few weeks.
Well,
I thank you for your patience.
You're welcome, but usually when somebody says something, it's been my experience, there's somebody else sitting there saying, yeah. So thank you for bringing it up. Anything else?
Chair Crum and members of the committee, we do need to decide where to put the language. Shauna's got it. I know she does.
Okay.
So the last that I understood was to put what committee member Robles
was saying and place it under Roman numeral 3. But I don't know where under Roman numeral 3.
I think it needs to be its own item since the first three items were voted on.
So this is what I got from what Committee Member Robles was saying. If I did not capture that correctly, please say so. And I don't know how the rest of this should continue.
The possibility of additional words.
What you said was population will continue to grow and the establishment of one or two more wards may be in the best interests of the city.
Yes, that sounds about right. Thank you, Madam Clerk.
The establishment of one or two more.
And I think it's wise to keep it that general, because if you get any more specific, people are going to say, well, we need a Republican ward. And by the way, that has come up. That came up last time.
Yeah.
So we need to, doesn't necessarily have to be divisive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to recognize it.
Right. Okie doke.
Do we have any comments from our members on the Zoom?
It looks good to me. I did see a typo if you scroll up. I'm not sure if this is the same section we're about to vote on. But yeah, right there. The sentence that starts with the purpose of this task force, the word and is in front of the third one, not the fourth one. Right? It should say comma definitions, comma and clarified values. Yeah, that's all. But overall, I really like this letter. I think it was really well done, and I appreciate that it was done so quickly on short notice. So thank you, staff, for that.
Clarified could be if you're referring to facilitating clarified values, or it could be could help clarify values. Depends on how the sentence was intended to be read.
Yes, that sounds okay to me.
Can you scroll down and show?
That looks okay too. All right. So what's do we have to make a motion or what are we? Yes.
Yes.
I would like to motion or move that the redistricting advisory committee approves and officially recommends this report to the city council.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay, you're welcome to move ahead. And now what will happen next is it will be, we'll get the final version and we'll sign it tonight.
Actually, I was mistaken. That was a different commission I was thinking of. You don't need to sign it. So it will be transmitted to mayor and council with your names. Doesn't require your signature.
Sounds good. And this would be,
I bet.
At which meeting will...
So, Mayor and Council are meeting on Tuesday, December 6th.
Okay.
This item will be on the study session. It's a long study session. It starts at noon, and I believe this item is towards the end of the agenda.
Okay.
But you're welcome, and we would appreciate any of you who can attend. Additionally, there's a public hearing on Tuesday, December 6th at the 5:30 meeting for redistricting for Mayor and Council to have a public hearing. And we'll email you all this information. Yes,
okay,
on
perfect.
Tuesday, December 6th, we have the study session that begins at noon. Like I said, this item will be towards the end of the agenda. And then a public hearing. That one will last about 5 hours. Just so you know, the study session is where Mayor and Council receive staff reports and interact with staff asking questions and things like that. So this will be their opportunity to review your recommendation and the maps and find out if they have any questions for either you, if Mr. Crum can attend, or our office.
Okay.
At 5:30 that same day at their regular meeting, which is where they take official action.
Well, that's when the meeting starts.
Correct.
That doesn't necessarily mean that that's when the public hearing will be.
Before this meeting concludes, I'd just like to thank all the city staff, Madam Clerk, and for making this process as easy as it can be for all of us. So thank you, and thank you for taking my motion about the pizza very seriously yesterday. I missed lunch.
I encourage you, you know, if you can attend any or of all of those meetings, please do. We're a team.
Chairman Crum, my intent all along was to be present for the public hearing, but I was confused and I have an out-of-town visitor that evening. So I probably will not be able to attend the public hearing, but I'm going to make an effort to attend the study session to the best of my ability.
Yeah, that's where the action is really going to occur. Before the mayor and council formally adopted, correct, at regular.
So the regular meeting is scheduled for a public hearing to receive public input and discuss the proposals with the idea that it will probably come back on December 20th. For official action where they adopt the ordinance officially approving.
Okay.
And so you're all welcome, if you can't attend, excuse me, to submit emails, written comments, anything like that.
It's been my experience. It's a study session where if there's going to be more extensive discussion of this particular item, it will occur at the study session where there's, again, my experience has been more give and take in terms of concerns, if any.
And if the study session starts at noon and you know the agenda already has many other items, you're not recommending we be here at noon?
No. In fact, I will try and work out with the mayor's office to find out if you're all here at 2, can it be the next item taken out of order, something like that.
Thank you.
We'll communicate that to you.
But Suzanne was saying, what is it? There's something like 16 items?
Felt like it. I think it was.
So those are the next steps. Any other steps we need to be aware of?
Any ordinance adopted would go into effect on January 1st, and the city, or the, excuse me, the county recorder's office would be sending out new voter registration cards to any voters in affected precincts.
Madam Clerk, at the study session, is there a, can we speak as members of the public or as member of the commission, or we speak only if we get asked questions by the council?
It's the latter. The mayor will recognize you if she wants more information, she or the mayor and council need more information.
So there's no cards to be filled out or anything like that?
Correct.
Got it. So if you want to speak, it should be arranged beforehand.
Do you want us to print this recommendation and give you a chance to review a hard copy before you leave? Okay.
The answer is no. Are we ready to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Unanimous.
So your binders, you can either take them home and put them in the place of honor, or you can leave them with us and we'll